When I was growing up, I was interested in becoming a doctor because I really like nature and science. But along the way, some things changed, and I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, although I'm still interested in it. And instead, I am now an architect.
What made you want to become an architect instead of a doctor?
I always thought I could draw pretty well, and I like to design things, and I like math, which is also something you need for becoming a doctor. But I think because I liked art and math, I thought one way I could make a living was to become an architect.
And when did this all happen?
Well, when I was in high school, in elementary school, I used to draw lots of pretty pictures and give those to the girls who always liked them. And that's what you do when you're a young boy trying to impress girls. And then I got into science along the way. And my father, Molly's grandfather, was a doctor. And my mother always wanted me to become a doctor. And then even when I was in high school, I thought maybe I'd be a doctor. And I joined what was called the Future.
What did you go to, and how was the class that you took there?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania. And when I was a freshman, which is your first year, I took biology and chemistry class, which was part of what they call pre-med, which means pre-medical program for those college students who are interested in going on. And there were more people in my biology class than there were in my entire high school. It filled an entire lecture hall twice a week at Penn, and it was very cutthroat, difficult, intimidating, and competitive, to say the least. I took other classes at the same time in architecture.
And was your mom or anyone in your family upset when you decided to stop studying medicine?
I think in the beginning there was disappointment, but at the same time there was support as well. Are you sure you don't want to study biology more? Are you sure you don't like chemistry that much? You know, you were so good at in high school. I know when you go to college, instead of 30, you know, when you have a high school class, there's 25 people in a class. There's 600 people in a class in biology at Penn. And it was packed, and everyone took incredibly diligent notes, and there's graduate students helping to teach the class. The labs are 4 or 5 hours long, where you're on your feet all the time. So my mom understood, and she also saw that I was taking classes in drawing and design, and she was very supportive of me pursuing something that I liked. And my father was too, and he was the one who was the doctor anyway.
If you could go back, do you think that you would make a different choice?
That is a very, very good question, Molly. Architecture is not an easy profession, and when the economy is not doing well and people aren't building, we all kind of scramble to figure out what we should be doing with our time and how we can bring in more business. And one thing about architecture school is I never took any business classes. I was really interested in drawing and meeting people and talking and building models. And I found more and more over time that architecture is all about business development and finding more work. And that's not something I'm particularly interested in, and I'm not really sure it's something I'm particularly good at. Medicine is not like that. When you really have a hospital position, the patients come because people get old or people get sick or people get injured, and they always need doctors, but it's always competitive. And you have to figure out how to make money because it costs a lot of money to go to medical school, more than architecture school, and you have to figure out how to pay off loans. And the more, you know, now that I have a friend who works in a hospital, she tells me about doctors will always take care of somebody, even if that person has no chance of surviving, because doctors are so afraid of getting sued all the time by the family. And that's not something I'd be very interested in either. Everyone wants to do the best job that they can and help people that they can. And when you get old sometimes, or you're so badly injured, sometimes you're not going to make it. It's very, very difficult decisions to make and to consider.
Do you remember that one point when you realized that you didn't want to study medicine anymore, and like when and where was that?
I think it was, you know, somewhere the beginning of my second year in college where I decided to fully embrace the notion of design and architecture. And so after freshman year, I didn't take biology anymore. I didn't take chemistry anymore. I didn't take physics anymore. And I switched more to taking what was called design of the environment. I took art history. I took American civilization, which is about American history. I took all the drawing courses I could. And I really kind of switched majors from pre-med to design. And ended up, and I took French and all sorts of kind of more liberal arts courses that were wonderful. And I really enjoyed the Penn experience because there's really not many other better colleges, certainly in this area, to go to where you can study so much, learn so much, and have such a fabulous library, and there's lectures at night. And that's often what happens to young people, that they go into college thinking they want to do one thing, and by the time they leave, they're doing something completely different because they've been exposed to fabulous professors and teachers and fellow students who really influenced them. I had some great roommates. Two of my roommates ended up being pre-med, and one is a cardiologist now, takes care of hearts. The other one is the chief of anesthesiology at University of Pennsylvania. And I remember he was our sophomore year roommate, cooking and everything in there, and now he's doing really well. So some things work for some people, and some things are different for other people.
Was there one experience that you had that totally changed your mind about becoming a doctor?
I don't know if I'd call it an experience, but I'd call it an incident. And that was the spring semester of freshman year in the biology class, which was in Meyerson B1. I still remember the exact room and where it was, where they gave out one of the toughest organic chemistry classes I'd ever taken. And I thought I'd studied and knew it really well, and people all around me studying. And in those days, well, I guess it's still that way, they use blue books, blue exam books in college to write. And I studied, and I had a sense I had not done well. And I think I ended up getting a 40 in the exam. And I said, you know what, there's just no way I'm going to survive this. It's too competitive. I'm not that interested in it. And there are people here that are much, much better than I am. I need to think about pursuing something else that will be more rewarding to me and that I'm better suited at. So getting 40 on an exam is definitely an incentive to start thinking about something else.
If you had chosen to become a doctor, how much do you think that your life would be extremely different?
That's a very good question. I'm sure it would be very different. You know, I may make more money than I make now. I'd be busier. Perhaps I'd worry less about where the next job was coming from. I probably have more friends that are doctors and fewer friends that are architects and design professionals. I'd be a very different person. And I, you know, your mom, who was also in the arts, you know, I probably would have met somebody else who's probably maybe more medically inclined or biology. And so my personal life and my professional life would be different.
I recommend to someone who's stuck between choosing two careers.
I think sometimes when you're stuck between two careers, you really need to explore as much of each as possible, taking classes in those, and then ultimately, I think, talking to professionals that end up going into those careers, you know, be it a lawyer or doctor or medicine or an engineer or things like that, and say, you know, is this satisfying or rewarding to you? Is this something that you think made sense? Which classes did you take that you thought were helpful to the process? And now, you know, age 40 or 50, wherever you are you happy? Are you content? Do you have enough money for your family? Are you comfortable? And I think, you know, based on all that kind of information, that's how you make the right decision.
What would your opinion be if someone wanted to become something that their parents, like, really strictly wanted them to be? How would you tell your parents that you wanted to be something different?
I think it's, you know, always best to be as tactful and respectful of your parents as you can. And I think at the same time, you need to realize, and as you get older, I think you do realize that your parents, two things. One, they have a lot of years of experience in order to make a recommendation. And also they have typically, usually, a lot of love to give as well. So you need to kind of respect your parents and at least pursue looking at things that they think might be suitable for you, even if it doesn't last, and let them know that you gave it the, quote, you know, old college try. But then also let them know that you're not going to slough off, that there are other things you're interested in and you're going to put your heart and soul in it. And usually any good parent realizes, you know what, we tried or we made a suggestion to him or to her, and ultimately she or he found something else that they really like and really wanted to pursue, and we need to respect that. And any good parent will understand that.